Well, next time you weed the garden, don't throw them away. It's the advice of our next guest, who includes weeds in the ingredients list of meals and drinks. Cornelia Holton is the founder of the family business Korukai at Pigeon Bay on Banks Peninsula, where she grows 80 different herbs and runs workshops in organic gardening, edible weeds and fermented foods, making teas and tinctures, infusions and syrups for herbal health remedies and natural skincare products, to mention but a few. Cornelia also likes to make a frittata with stinging nettle, which for all intents and purposes is a lot like spinach, I'm told. And we're going to hear a recipe for it soon. Cornelia, hello.
Hi.
Tell me more about your little piece of paradise on Banks Peninsula and how you came to be there.
We came to be in Pigeon Bay just out of the drive to be self-sufficient. We wanted to just, you know, grow our own food, have a dairy cow, milk the cow, make cheese and butter, and just live the good old life and, yeah, don't rely on a supermarket to care for our nutrition. And it also implements for us that we also can go out in the garden, grab some herbs, make up a tea if the kids have a cough or have a fever, and also be independent on that side as well.
How big is the property and what sort of layout?
We've got 15 acres. It's quite steep in some places, and we've got about half of that in native bush, which is really lovely to wander through, and we get kanuka in that bush and kawakawa for our remedies. And the other half is pretty much paddock, and then we have around 2 acres that we grow medicinal herbs and the food that we need, all our vegetables, a little orchard and things like that, yeah.
80 different herbs? Seriously? What are some of the less common ones?
We grow, it's some of these herbs, they were actually on the farm. We didn't need to sow them or plant them. But we've also introduced some herbs that we got seeds from America, like ashwagandha, which is a very good nutritive plant that helps for stress relief. We grow tulsi on the property, which is also an Indian herb that's used to be calming, soothing, and great for stress relief. And it's super delicious.
How did you become an expert in what you could use, what you couldn't use, how you could use them?
I did an apprenticeship in herbal medicine and also did organic horticulture course. So, and with those two, we are full on growing herbs and doing it organically. And I did, with the apprenticeship in herbal medicine, I learned about so many herbs, how to use them and make remedies. It was really, really mind-blowing what you can use that just grows out in your backyard without you even having to do anything.
Is there stuff that grows out in your backyard, though, that we call a weed that you can't eat, and how informed do you need to get on that?
There's a few that we have on the farm, and they're naturally there. But also you just need to watch stock, and they don't eat them, like foxglove. That's one that we encourage our kids to not touch and leave alone. We've got poropora on the property, which is poisonous. And these are also grow abundantly, and we tell the kids to stay away. We also have onga onga, that the kids learn very fast to not touch that plant because that stings you for days. These are the ones that are mainly on our property and we avoid. But it's interesting to watch our sheep and the cows, that they are not eating them either.
What are some of the ways that you use some of these herbs and or weeds? Give us an idea of some of the different uses.
Most of these, of the edible weeds, that we just use in our daily cooking. We make a salad for lunch that has maybe 10 to 20% of lettuce that we've grown and spinach, and 80% has got edible weeds in it, like chickweed or plantain, dandelion leaves. We chuck in some selfie or reed dead nettle. Poha is really good too. So it's every day as part of a meal as a salad. We use, for example, we use nettle a lot and just use it as a spinach because it goes well with like a frittata and in a soup. And yeah.
How do you make the teas?
The teas, we use fresh when they're in season, but most of the herbs, we just cut them at ground level and we dry them in a drying shed. My husband built a purpose-built shed for us with frames that we can dry the herbs. And the case is powered with solar to aerate and ventilate that shed. And then we process the herbs by stripping the leaves off and then storing them inside in paper bags. And then we blend the teas day by day for our family. So we drink around 3 liters every day. And for our customers, we've got around 12 blends that we mix fresh and yeah.
What makes up the business income there, Cornelia?
It's part, well, quite a big part is saving money with doing things ourselves and growing our own food. Part is doing workshops, and the other part is selling herbal remedies, herbal teas, skincare products, yeah, all sorts of things.
Well, let's talk about the stinging nettle. Presumably it stings. How do you handle it?
I use gloves to harvest it. So I just grab a bunch and snip it off with cicatrices at maybe around 5 centimeters above ground level, and then it just regrows from there. I never take out the whole root because then it would have to self-seed again. And then when I want to use it for cooking, I just put in a pot and pour boiling water over it. Just takes a couple of minutes, and then you can handle it as it is. And then you can chop it up, put it in a frittata, use it in a stir fry. And if I want to use it as a tea, I would harvest it the same way, and I mainly do that most of the harvest in spring because then it has most of its nutrients in the leaves, and then they go in the drying shed to just remove the moisture. It takes around 3 days in really good conditions, and then we process it and strip it.
And what does it taste like again?
It tastes more greeny than a spinach, I'd say. It tastes good, but I like it when I don't like it as a tea 100% the nettle. I like to blend it with other herbs, like lemon verbena is a beautiful one. It tastes delicious. Lemon balm is also great that we like to blend it with.
Well, you're kind of giving us a recipe, frittata with stinging nettle recipe. Just run us through the main ingredients and some tips on the process, Cornelia.
For the frittata, it's really, it can be changed in so many ways. I use eggs from our chooks, 1/4 cup of milk, some onion, garlic, and I use around 6 medium stalks of nettle. And when in season, I use tomatoes in it or some chives, spring onions, and you can use coriander and parsley as a decoration at the end. And then I just fry off the onions and the garlic first. I use coconut oil for frying or some of our beef tallow or lard. And then I cook that until translucent. And then I add all the other ingredients. So you can also add some spinach. You can add silver beet, whatever you have grown in the garden or you have at home. And then at the end, I add the egg to it and the chopped up stinging nettle leaves. The stinging nettle leaves I prepare, just as I said before, I pour boiling water over it and then I can touch it and chop them to size.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you very much, Cornelia. Cornelia Holton of the family business Korukai on Banks Peninsula. Workshops on organic gardening, fermenting, edible foods as well, and edible weeds, the specialty that we've been discussing today.